Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
We're back. All right. Let's, I'm going to delete these songs and we're just going to continue on. I wanted to tell you one more thing about vacation, which was that the best Christmas present that all of us opened together was the box of undeliverable mail packages. Before vacation, Vinny told us a story about, hold on, I'm resetting. Alice and Odyssey have your chance to win 5K a day. All you need to do is download the free Odyssey app. You're listening on that anyway. Log in and listen to Alice for at least 1 hour. You'll get your daily entry for your chance to be the winner of $5,000. Somebody wins $5,000 every day just for listening. If you're listening on the app right now, you're adding to your total and getting your daily entry. Okay, so before vacation, Vinny goes, there's this place called Fun Delivered. And it's all one word, you know, fundelivered.com. Like undeliverable, undelivered, fun delivered. And I'm like, oh my God, that's amazing. Every Friday at 9 a.m., they restock this thing. It's undeliverable. It's all packages. And it's from the USPS, UPS, FedEx, DHL, you know, Amazon. I don't even know who. They find a package to be undeliverable. These places apparently can buy these things off of them, or they get them and now they're selling them to you in a big box. So I bought an $80 box, a big box, $80. And by the way, they're sold out. One, like I set an alarm for 8:59 in the morning on Fridays so that I can check and see if I can get this. So we open it, all the stuff up, and some of it's absolute junk. We got like some weird Velcro cable management ghost printed, like I don't even know what they are. They're just weird. And then we got these four lengths of different size yellow tubing, all about 3 feet long, different widths. I mean, some really lame stuff. And then, but the first thing we opened was this like leisure suit. And John puts it on, it fits him perfectly.
Oh, but nice.
But it's the weirdest suit. It's like a suit, but the back is sheer. It's like see-through. And
so you can see his ass?
No, I'm sorry, just the top. The top is like kind of see-through.
Oh.
And sheer. And it's like, it's more of just like the front of a leisure suit. I don't even think I had arms on it. I have video though, but the videos we got of him dancing and singing in this leisure suit are just worth every penny that we paid for the thing. So he gets that and he pulls it on. It fits perfectly. It's like it was made for him. He puts that on. He starts, you know, doing stuff for, you know, as he's handing out the packages. So that was fun. And then I get this like really ugly dress that fits perfectly. I'm like, oh nice. My God, this hideous dress. And there were also some shoes in there, like little sort of Chinese embroidered looking shoes that were size doll, like so small. Everyone in my family has gigantic feet and hands. But then we opened it up and it's these two packages. It's something called Hydrane, H-Y-D-R-A-N-E. And they are like industrial dust removers. Like they're a handheld. So they're sort of like the handle of a gun, but just with a small little spout. You squeeze them and I could shoot you from here and it would blow the hat off your head. Like it's, you would put it into a fan or into a board or a keyboard or a computer thing. It's crazy. It just blows all the stuff out of it. And it's got all these things that will concentrate the stream. So there are these weird things, but both kids are like, oh, God, those are great. I want those. So we're like, okay. I have no idea what they cost. I don't know what those are worth. But then we open up a thing. It has 3 4-terabyte SSD cards in it, which apparently are worth hundreds of dollars. So
a terabyte of storage, sure, I guess.
Each one of these cards is about, I don't know, maybe like a little bigger than like a credit card. And I guess you can slide that into your unit.
I've never used the card version of it, but I know that over the years, you buy an external hard drive, and it used to be, you know, a certain amount of gigs. Now they're, but it was just gigs. Now we're talking terabytes.
And these are tiny little things. They're 4 terabytes each, and apparently they're worth a couple $100 a piece.
You can't fill them up.
Right. But apparently you can, because these people, whoever bought these ones that they didn't get them, they need all three of them.
If you're doing video production.
Yeah. So actually, that's what we're going to see if our friend Mike, he works with video.
Mike J.
Ding, ding, shame. RealHomeTour.com, I think. Shame. He uses them, and so he might, I'm like, you know, sell it to him for whatever it costs us for this box, and now we're even. And then there were just, you know, other little junky things that are in there. But it was the most fun. Like, you just didn't know what it was going to be.
Fundelivered.com. You do not know.
No. It could be anything.
Crap.
A lot of it was crap. But it was just, the whole experience was worth the money.
How many total packages were in that?
7 or 8.
Wow.
Yeah. Little small things, bigger things, a lot of clothes. You know, a lot of sort of that kind of flat pack, squishy clothes thing. It's fun. Anyway, there was that. This terrible news. I don't know this guy, but I love Aubrey Plaza. She had a husband named Jeff Baena, and he took his own life on Friday at 47 years old. He was discovered at their house like 10:30 in the morning. Some assistant found him. He and she had been together for 10 plus years, and then they got married like in 2020. They had a pandemic wedding at a website called onehourmarriage.com. So they've been married for a few years. They'd been together 10 years before that. He is a pretty well-known director, apparently, and writer. He directed, this guy's name is Jeff Baena. He directed Aubrey Plaza in several movies, including Life After Beth, The Little Hours, and something called Spin Me Round. His big break was co-writing the 2004 movie, I Heart Huckabees, for David O. Russell.
First, there's a couple things. First of all, I've never seen anything this guy's done, but he did work with Zemeckis and that, who'd you just say, O'Reilly?
O'Russell. David O'Russell.
He worked with a couple big shots and then got his own opportunities. None of them were anything I saw. The most interesting thing about this was they immediately, like, they didn't wait. They immediately said died by suicide right in the first thing that I saw on this guy. Normally they hold that back.
Wait to see.
To make sure.
They don't say how. But it must have been like, this is undeniable. And this, did you hear that for sure?
No. That would be my guess, is that he.
Right. It might have been something like a gunshot or something. You can't really argue with that.
Yeah.
I was just surprised. They almost never come right out in the first story and say exactly what happened.
Right.
So I was like, whoa, okay.
Yep.
But I never knew of that guy, and I've heard her name. I can't say I'm a fan at all, but I know people like her.
I love her.
I know she's done some stuff. She was just in that Metropolis
movie. Oh, Megalopolis? Is that it? She's in that? Yeah, I didn't see that. I saw her in White Lotus. She's in season 2 of that. But she's from Parks and Rec, isn't she?
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen her in a couple other things, like smaller parts here and there, and I just love her. She plays crazy like nobody's business.
She was also in Agatha All Along.
Oh, yeah.
Was real good, too. Oh. I mean, she's in a ton of stuff, but everybody knows her as April.
It's so sad.
Yeah.
Like, we talk so much more about mental health than we ever have, really. I mean, I think it's super important, and a lot of people have someone or think about this stuff. And if you do, then you can, now you can call or text 988. It's that easy. It's not that long number anymore. But if you are struggling, you know somebody who is, call or text 988 or 988lifeline.org.
Holidays are rough.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
they are. You know, it's, It's wrong, but I always feel surprised when you hear that someone famous or successful has made this attempt or succeeded, because you always feel like, wow, you've reached the pinnacle of whatever it is, and you just don't want that for them. You know, you think, oh, yay, everything's great, but they're still just a human.
Well, it shows that it's not necessarily about what you've accomplished. Like, there's more right. going on mental health wise there than any of us would understand, because right. you can't. Yeah, you got a couple bucks. The guy under the bridge has no dollars and he's still, you know, trucking.
Hanging in there.
So, right. I mean, you know, it's just one of those weird things. He's got a wife.
Yeah.
Like, I would think in those moments, if you had actual, you know, if you were thinking clearly, you would go, I can't leave my kids and my wife or my, right. you know, these things.
Right.
But that's the point, is that
you're not.
Right.
You're in that. Right. And like you said, it's not something
I've never been anywhere near.
Everybody's thing is, oh, really?
Suiciding? Oh. I've never been anywhere near it. And I've had some dark days, but never once thought that.
Oh.
Ever.
I've never attempted it, but I've definitely considered it when I was a kid. And I just think that that's a fairly normal thing to think about and to, you know, to ponder it. Yeah, the question.
I'd get deep in, when I was deep in the whole drinking, I thought about it all the time.
Yeah, well, my doctor said to me about my drinking, it looks like you're trying to kill yourself. Do you understand that? And I was like, I'm the farthest thing from what I'm up to. And he was like, nope, just so you know, from the outside, the way you're behaving looks like you're trying to take yourself out.
Just so you know, that's what we think. 988.
Mm-hmm.
There's someone who there to talk to you. Speaking of mental health, here's a Kanye West story. It's not really a Kanye West story. It's a Kanye West wife story.
Mm.
It's funny that every time there's always a story about Bianca Censori. And I'm always like, I just have named her Kanye's wife. Like, even as I was writing you notes about this story, like if you had any of the video for me, Maddie, I was like, oh yeah, Kanye's wife. And I'm like, well, she has a name, but it's Kanye's wife. Because I feel like she's, you know, she's captive. 988, call for help. Bianca is, I just feel like this girl's either going to come to her senses or something's going to happen. I don't want to.
Or they're going to live happily ever
yes,
after.
Yes, you know what, Vinny? Yes.
Maybe.
I'm sure that's what's going to happen. He posted a couple things about her. One of them is she's at a party and she and Penelope Cruz are like humping each other's legs at this thing. I'm like,
drinks will, what do they say, make strange bedfellows. Is that the right term?
I don't know, but that sounds pretty good.
But it's true. Yeah.
It's true.
Everybody was my friend when I was drinking. Right one.
But I mean, there you are. Later, Penelope Cruz will go, what was I doing? And her husband will go, you were drinking.
Yeah. And now you're in a Kanye West video.
Nice
rubbing,
job.
Rubbing against his wife,
mm-hmm.
who was wearing, by the way. She, look, I hate bras. I'm going to say right now, I hate them. They're uncomfortable. I don't want to wear them. I don't wear one. If I can get away with it, I won't wear one. She needs a bra. She needs to start. Like, I looked at what Penelope Cruz is wearing. I'm like, Bianca, you'd look great in that outfit. Put a bra on, cute little dress. You'd be all set. Instead, she's wearing like some kind of weird pants and a really low slung. The whole back is open. She's got it sort of looks like a weird collar that she's wearing around the front. And she's just it's very loose, but she's humongous boobs that are hanging down to her belly button. And then it's tucked in, the two sides of it are tucked into the front of the pants.
The two sides of her boobs?
No, the two sides of this like collar that she has around her. It's not even a shirt. It's like a silk scarf that's just wrapped around, whole side boob out. Or the boobs are out. Maybe she glues it on there so it won't fly. I mean, not that she really cares. There's also a whole naked video of her sitting in a bathtub in her birthday suit. Get it? Grr, 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 for her birthday.
That's up on the screen if y'all want to see it.
It's not up on the screen.
Oh, okay.
No. Yeah.
Nope, we don't see it. You want to come here?
I see the Odyssey logo.
All right, okay.
It's fine. Do you want to take a look? I mean,
You have it there.
Well, I do. I have some of the pictures. So let me see if I've got this here. So there she is sitting in the tub. She's naked. She's very pretty, very very pretty. And here she is dancing with.
That's cute. Okay.
This is Penelope Cruz, And there's, yep, that's Penelope Cruz. There's a video. I'm just showing you pictures. But this, I mean, the honestly, gravity is really, you might want to fight against that. I don't know.
Those are Bianca. Spectacular. They're great. What are you talking about?
Yeah, no, they definitely you know, should be allowed to just sink as low as possible.
On my Instagram, I often find these, and I think they're originally TikToks, but they'll be, this was just yesterday, a lady with giant boobs in a white kind of cut off top is doing a dance, and it's all choreographed. She's, her hand motions are all fitting the what the sounds are making. But I was thinking, it feels like this is just an ad for her OnlyFans page or something. But if this is just a lady having some fun, it seems like, aren't you setting back the cause a little with this boopy show you're doing on Instagram? I can't tell.
Honestly, it doesn't seem like there's a cause. Whenever I go on TikTok, I'm just like, wow, chicks showing everything. And everything. That chick is maybe 15. Just like, put that away, girl.
It's a full on stripper show.
Yeah.
Into the TikTok and then pushed over to my Instagram.
What is this world
and
coming
I
to?
Love.
Of course you do.
Girls. I do. I'm women. Woman. I love them. But I start to think like, this is what you post. Mm. You dance to some song.
Yep. You do the dance and you put in on as little amount of clothes as possible because you want likes.
And because I think you want people to follow you over to your only. It's got to be an ad for OnlyFans.
I did a link for it.
I never go there.
And it's just everybody on Instagram right now. Like I have friends that they'll you can tell when they need a boost of some sort because they'll post the gratuitous booby pic.
Yeah. I
don't mind it, but I definitely feel like, I'm only staring at your boobs and you know it.
Yeah.
I don't want to. I want to be better than that, but
yeah,
they're just so wiggly right here. Mm. You know what I mean?
I do. I get that it's very, I feel like it isn't the only thing that you have to offer, ladies, and you're really living your life as though getting likes over what you got going on in your bikini top is not a healthy way to live your life.
I say keep posting them later.
Yeah, okay. It's hard to. Right, I mean, great. I can't, you know, pass what? Them by. I wonder what happens on this reel.
Don't need to have an opinion about that.
And
all
then
right,
I
Benny,
find out.
What's coming up in the news?
You know, that's going to be. Oh, it's the weather after these.
Oh, hold on. I got to figure out how to do this.
Welcome back, everybody.
Wait, do I just hit this? Yes. There we go.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at
97.3. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy 2025. Check out our Instagram at Alice at 97.3. It's Alice 973. And you'll see pictures from the show and links to our personal profiles.
How funny was that when Matt Nathanson was in here just before Christmas and he was talking about doing a show with her? Wasn't that Colby Calais?
Colby Calais, yep.
And they were talking about what song could we sing when we go do that. I think they do like company parties or whatever. They must have been doing it. And he was like, they flew us out to Hawaii and we did this thing. And then she was asking to do you want to do one of my songs? Right. And his response was like, absolutely not.
Right.
There's nothing I want to do less.
There's literally nothing I want to do less. I think it was Lucky.
Yeah, and he was like, sing Jason Mraz's part? No. And I went, oh my God, what is this? Some kind of grudge match against the Alice artists?
They want to be the top Alice artists.
Mraz and Nathanson.
It was really like, wow, that's an interesting story to be telling.
And by the way, I'm on Nathanson's side there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, sure, Mraz, man. But you're out.
If we got to pick a side, we're picking Matt. Obviously. Hello.
Okay, so anyway, that was just one of those
popped in your head.
It was in my head because I was like, oh, that's so funny. There's nothing I want to do less than that song.
Yeah. No thanks. What else you got?
I think she wrote that, dude.
I don't want it though.
Right. Okay. Well, anyway, what's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Atco Pest Control.
Oh.
Ants making your home their new hangout spot? Atco Pest Control is here to shut down the party. Visit atcopestcontrol.com. That's ATCO.
Atco.
Atco. Do I have that right?
You do. ATCO.
Atco. Mm. Kick those pesky intruders to the curb and reclaim your space. I love it. Yeah. Welcome to the party, Atco.
Yeah, you're the best guest at the ant party.
Yep.
There's, you know, it rains and the ants. Hi, we're here.
By my trash cans, just over the 2 weeks of vacation, I saw a line. You know, when you catch a line of ants and you go, how far does that go? Mm. And it ends up going forever and ever. And you realize, boy, that's going to get in the house if we're not careful. Like, it's one thing outside, but. Mm.
I know.
Atco Pest Control, they got you. Reclaim your space.
I'll do it.
That's atcopestcontrol.com. All right, here's what's happening. It is a new year. We are live broadcasting from downtown San Francisco.
What's up?
Studio 9, still pitch blackout, but there was heavy fog this morning, especially as I got to the city. Often I'll catch it. There's this dip at 92 on my way in. 280 and 92, there's a dip and the fog just drops there. But today was here in the city, heavy fog, partly cloudy today. After today, though, sun like for 10 days.
Okay.
So we get a break from the storm and rain action. The storms battered Santa Cruz where I live. So we'll take the break.
Yeah.
We got a ton of snow out of it, too.
Good. What are we saying?
Well, I don't know exactly. I know they did their first survey of the year, and they said we're 108% of normal, which is great. We may go dry, though. This might be one of those years.
Happens.
I hope it doesn't, but that might be.
Yeah, weather, we weren't talking to you when we were mentioning dryuary. Don't do that to us. You keep the party going.
Yep.
It was an annoying party, though. Early in the vacation, I was like, could it please stop raining for 1 second?
Like I said, we got heavy, heavy swells, but storms. So it wasn't like, oh, look at that perfect wave. And you may have seen at Mavericks on December 23rd, it was so big, they might have broken the world record biggest wave ridden.
No.
They're calling it 108 feet.
Oh, my God.
Which I can't really describe to you, even a 10-foot wave, which I will go out on a 10-foot day. After that, I'm not.
That's a huge wave.
The fitness level is not there at the moment for me to be out above.
Well, this
10
is like
feet.
An 8-foot ceiling. I mean, you know, that seems like a gigantic wave to me.
A 10-foot wave, if you get caught inside and they all land on your head, it's scary and it sucks and you will get dragged. So
you may drown.
I don't know what to say about a 108-foot wave. It's beyond my.
It's like 10 times bigger than a 10-foot wave.
It's beyond my ability to comprehend what happens to you if you wipe out in that situation.
You're all whoop-ah.
The video's awesome.
Oh, so this is.
It's everywhere.
Have they submitted this for like the world record now?
Uh-huh.
Incredible.
So anyway, we did have some big storms move through and some big surf, and Mavericks was doing its thing. Speaking of the weather, because we've had a lot of that, there's a bunch of storms going through the Midwest. Flights could be a problem if you're traveling. The heavy snow, really cold. So if you're traveling, you're going to want to check. Major winter storm covers 13 states, breaking snowfall records as it moves east. AccuWeather made the news, though. They posted a radar image of a big winter storm the other day, and it went viral because...
AccuWeather?
AccuWeather. It went viral because that's what it looked like.
Oh, it's a wiener storm. Mm-hmm. It's not a winter storm. It's a wiener storm.
It's a stick and balls, if you know what I mean.
It really is. It's not perfect. You know, proportionally, it's not quite what you're looking for, ladies. Or dudes. But it is definitely that. It's, you can't, really get around it. That's in your way right there. That is, it's enormous too. It covers 4 states.
They shared the radar graphic, of the states with heavy ice and.
It's really invading a few of those states. It's getting right.
Pounding them hard, to be honest.
Pound town.
Shows a long shaft of icy weather extending 1,500 miles from Kansas to Virginia. The whole thing is pink in color.
Lovers. Oh, it is pink too. That's an interesting color choice that they've made there. Is it just they're just going for? Oh, wow! That's a very exciting storm. Might have to go visit that storm.
The comments to the graphic don't disappoint. If it's that size when it's cold, I'd hate to see what warm weather brings.
Mm-hmm. Stretches all the way to California.
Virginia is going to have to change its name after this. Not a virgin anymore.
Oh, oh.
Looks like a large portion of the country's really getting the shaft. It's going to be a long, hard winter.
Yeah. That's solid.
Looks like we're screwed. Anyway. These are all...
so simple. Simple and short.
The
sweet.
Comments to AccuWeather's graphic that does look like a wiener.
Yeah.
And of course, the people went wild.
Yeah. Teabag in Kentucky over there.
Oh, she doesn't get a hit?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, don't give me a hit for that. I was just like, I'm trying to think. You've only shown me the graphic once. I was just burned into my retina, but I couldn't tell what state the tea bag was in. I was just wondering about that.
Let me get
that.
You back in there. You get that next time. It's
Tennessee. Tennessee's getting it there. It really is. It almost looks like one of those toys you buy at certain stores. It's like sort of double ended. I mean, it does have because of the tea bag, it's not, but it does almost look like it's got two sides to. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And right, exactly. Like that. And it's the right color. Sure.
Okay.
It's the right color.
Yeah. Look, well, I mean,
it's 2026.
You might like black.
No, it isn't.
You might like pink.
Sure.
Colors vary.
Maybe
preferences
like a
vary.
Green one.
Yeah.
I mean, you're into aliens. I don't know.
Or witches.
Sure.
Hello.
You're right. I forgot about the witches.
Any minute
the
now, we're going to get the full throwdown from the Golden Globes. I watched none.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm with you.
Oh.
Yeah.
You didn't watch either?
No,
I was watching football.
No,
I did. I'm the only one that watched it?
He is the only one who watched it. But don't worry. I do have a rundown.
Okay.
My care factor's very low. But I will say this. Somebody from a movie I just watched won their first ever acting award, and this person's in their 60s. First ever of all the movies that they've been in, first ever acting award.
That's a tease.
Over the vacation,
yes,
I saw Sonic 3.
Oh, how was that?
We loved it.
Yeah.
Jim Carrey is on fire. It was super fun. It's for kids.
Yeah.
So know that I went with my kids. I wouldn't go watch that alone, but it was enjoyable. I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
We watched that show that you brought up. And I think it was a Rolling Stone thing where it said the best shows of the year or something like that. Somebody Somewhere. Have you seen this?
No, but that was the best one.
Yes.
They had that at the top of their list.
And my brother worked on that.
Yes. You.
So he'd always posted these pictures. And it's really a cast of misfits that if you look at it, you'd go, what the heck could this be? It's the first season was spectacular.
Oh, you're already through a whole season.
So great. It's they're short.
My.
They're not real long, and it's
Somebody Somewhere. Great. Thank you so much for the tip.
I will tell you in advance, a fringe character dies in real life between season 1 and season 2.
Oh.
And so they have to change the way that the course they're on changes. And we're still trying to figure out if we love it as much as we did. It's the character's fringe, but it was kind of pivotal to what was... Anyway, it's weird, but I looked it up and went, oh, in real life, he went to heaven.
A well-known person, or are these all... Because it didn't look like a cast of stars.
No. They're all people that there's some people... One of the guys...
How sad that he gets a role on a show that he's, is widely acclaimed.
Yep. One of the guys is so weird looking, and you look at him and you'd go, how did that guy land a TV show? It's impossible. And then he's the most charming, weirdest, kookiest, funniest dude. I hope he has a long career because he's very funny in this show. Anyway, it's called Somebody Somewhere. I watched that.
I am putting the trailer for it up right now on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page so you can click
on
that.
And the lady, by the way, is she can sing. She's funny. Oh.
It's a singing show?
She sings quite a few songs, actually.
Oh. Does it break into musical numbers or
no,
is it just she's a singer?
She's a singer
she's
and they use that a few times within.
Singer.
There's one point, there's like a performance and a few of them perform and it's very funny and cute.
I put up the season one trailer.
Somebody Somewhere.
YouTube. Somebody Somewhere.
Good. There's three seasons and I think it's canceled. So that's all you'll get. Three. Mm. And we're at three episodes in. And then I finished the Diplomat.
Yeah.
What the?
It's great ending, huh?
What?
Yeah.
Great ending? Or
it ends and you just go, how in the?
Yeah. Cliffhanger. It is a lot. It really reminds me of Homeland, you know, and every season of Homeland would end and you'd be like,
just manufactured drama where you just go, The Diplomat, season two. I just finished it.
Oh.
There you go. That's. I can't wait for season three. Okay, where was I? Oh, yeah, the Wiener weather map.
I loved the Wiener weather map. And now in Wiener weather.
U.S. News.
Knoxville's getting it good.
Yeah, they are. As we start a new year, a lot of people decide for themselves they're going to make some positive changes.
Yeah.
One of the things, and I don't know if people are still even considering this, as you look at a healthy diet to kind of follow that will give you a roadmap that if you can do 80% of your eating on any kind of good plan, you might be way better off than you are today. More people now, though, are going Ozempic or what's the other one? Moderna.
Wegovy.
Wegovy! Thank you. I don't know if anyone even, like, I might be talking to the crickets.
But don't you think that in general, like, okay, let's say you did go on a weight loss drug. Well, now you're going to get off it, right? Like, you're not going to whittle yourself down to nothing. So now you have to eat sensibly.
Don't stay on the...
No, you use it until you've dropped the weight you want and then you're done with it.
Oh.
Unless until you aren't, and then you go, okay, put me back on that.
I think some people take it long term though.
Mm. Oh no. I think if you have diabetes, you got to take it long term.
Well, no. Even some of the weight loss people.
No.
Mm. Yeah, I would think that now you can eat whatever you want.
Except you don't really feel like eating.
Is that the way it works?
I guess so.
Yeah.
Don't feel like eating. You feel like full. Eating.
Yeah. You don't eat as much.
Are you off it right now or on it?
I'm on it.
Okay.
I even lost weight over the holidays. So,
wow.
But yeah, it's like instead of me eating a giant, like a whole burrito from Chipotle, I'll just eat half of one. So I'm eating healthy.
Why are you giggling?
I just think it's...
Because he's still eating a burrito from Chipotle. How many calories in a burrito from Chipotle? Well, it depends on how much cheese you put in it, I guess, right?
No cheese.
Good boy.
Yeah, thank you.
What's a good boy?
Jeez.
He's a good boy.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. She's a known comic. Her name is Bridget Everett, says 707.
You know, I thought she looked like this chick that used to be on the Amy Schumer show. I wonder if it's her. I'm going to look at that.
I don't know her from anything.
Okay.
She does absolutely have comedic timing, so there's no question she's got that skill. She also can sing. So, she sings a lot on the show. So, I don't know. I'm really impressed with her, though. I found her to be great. And the guy, I don't know the guy's name in real life, but her little partner in crime there is very funny. You'd look at him and you'd go, there's no way you should be on TV. And then he starts acting and you go, of course you should. You're a delight. 415 says, The Diplomat was crazy.
Oh.
And 408 says, no diploma spoilers, please. Don't worry. I'm not trying to spoil anything.
Diploma.
Right.
It's so close to diplomat, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, when you're firing off a text to save your ears from hearing some kind of spoiler. 510 says, Sarah, you have to be on Ozempic forever or your weight comes right back on.
Don't ask me. What do I know?
Well, you seem to have an opinion about that.
I do have an opinion about everything.
Right. Bridget Everett is raunchy AF in her live shows. She's raunchy on this TV show.
I'm wondering where else I've seen her because I'm looking at her face and thinking I've definitely seen her on something. But I'm trying to do it now and we're on the air and I'm going to look away from that. It's so stupid. What am I doing? Jesus.
And then someone else said, yes, they canceled that show, Somebody Somewhere, after season 3.
Oh.
Oh, wait. Then they canceled Somebody Somewhere. No season 3. I loved it too.
Oh.
I thought there were 3 seasons.
I'm going to look. Hold on.
But either way, I know that it here it is getting a Rolling Stone vote as the number one show. Of course they canceled it. And even if they bring it back.
3 seasons.
There's 3 full seasons. Okay. Yes. Even if they bring it back.
That's the one that's happening that has just happened.
Okay. It's just like Arrested Development. It went away and then they tried to bring it back and it didn't work. They lost all that rhythm and mojo.
Well, and then it was weird, right? Didn't you say it was like, I never ended up watching. Did you wind up watching it?
No.
Yeah. It was all individual stories. And I saw a movie with Maybe in it.
Oh.
Ali Shawkat. Is that her name?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's called Blink Twice. And Zoe Saldana, when she was dating Channing Tatum, directed it. And it's good.
Oh.
Really? It's a horror movie. Sort of.
Remember all that bad press that Brad Pitt got for doing that girl?
Yeah, yeah. They were like hanging out together. And
well, and she's, I don't know, he's my
100,
age.
And she's like in her 20s.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Crunch. Anyway, that.
But wasn't he saying, he's just like, no, we're just friends. I'm like, oh.
Well, yeah, that's what he has to say. But I mean, hello.
Friends, what kind of friends though?
Oh, someone knows what happened to Aubrey's husband. I'll tell you off the air, though. Okay. We know he suicided, but they've apparently got more
Aubrey
info.
Aubrey Plaza's husband committed suicide over the weekend. Maybe Friday morning or Saturday morning.
Yeah.
925 says, why'd Sarah say 2026? It's called a mistake. We make them from time to time.
Oh, my God. So many mistakes.
I heard that. I didn't want to say anything. Just like
and sometimes it just
hatchet.
It happens.
I did, you know, honestly, I realized that I said the wrong year and I looked over and I was going to correct it. And then, you know, things just kept happening.
Just keep
going.
I just
went, cares. Forget it. People will know.
Oh. By the way, Jeff Hiller is the guy that is on that show, Somebody Somewhere.
The redhead kid.
Oh. Yeah.
He's the one who died?
No, I'm talking about Joel. He's the main character.
Oh.
No, he's her friend. What do they call them? Like a gay husband.
Oh, a beard?
No. She's like him and her become best friends.
Uh huh.
And it's it's, I don't know. There's a term that women will have for their gay.
That's called their gay.
Oh, they're
where's
gay.
Where's my gay?
Whatever that is, those two are that. They're like a best friend.
Got it.
But
right.
He's gay, and there's nothing's gonna come out of it. They will always be friends. Mm. He has zero interest in what she's got.
Is she interested in what he's got?
No, she's
not.
You
looked up at the ceiling?
Well, I was just trying to think if there's any moment, but there's not. Bridget Everett is a classically trained opera singer. Love her. Julia, SF, Odyssey.
Odyssey.
Anyway.
By the way, thank you. And remember, in 2025, which is the year that we're in now, tell us your name. Where are you texting us from? How are you listening? You listening over the air? You listening on the app? Odyssey.
We want to know.
We do.
Okay, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to tease you with the Golden Globes. We'll go through that after this.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.